think I want to come back to maybe this body of work first, because I think it nicely kind of illustrates also that in many ways, as an assignment, you failed.
Yeah, as an assignment.
As a photographer. And failure is always a good point of learning or looking at the medium of photography, maybe also in a more essential way, in that photography relates in its history to positivism, right? To this whole notion of visibility as evidence for certain phenomena or for certain behaviors. And so by not actually finding that image of the wolf, and journalism in its photojournalism in its kind of, let's say, standard packaging, which I would consider Financial Times, Weekend Magazine to be part of that kind of mainstream still. I just wonder, did they consider it a failure, or they were happy with...
They were very happy, and that was very surprising to me, because both the journalist and the director at some point called me, telling me this was one of the most viewed articles this week, and we are very happy. So that was very interesting, because when I sent the picture, of course, I mean, with the photo editor that assigned me, I have a relationship, so she knows me very well, I know her very well, so I wasn't too worried about her, but I was worried about the structure, no? So I wasn't really sure, for instance, at the beginning. The very first edit I sent was a little bit more documentary than this. Mm-hmm. They said this picture wasn't in the first edit. But then I sent a larger selection. They picked this picture that I didn't expect them to pick. Mm-hmm. So that was very interesting for me, because I was like, okay, maybe there is space, maybe, to do something different. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. But yeah, for me it's a failure. I mean, I don't have the picture of the wolf.
I just say it in a very provocative way
to look at it as from the perspective.
Because this image then relates to a whole history of domestication, which is the kind of canine, from wolf to canine. Yeah. So in a way it addresses what this is about, but it's more about that it's not good to have French wolves.
Yeah.
Touching Swiss territory, of course, and so it addresses identity and borders and senses, ways of identification that create whole different, more political kind of context. And that again relates to your project, How to Secure a Country, where it's also about this kind of positivist strategy of what the authorities, how they are using optical media, is basically to establish evidence, right?
Yeah,
they
yeah.
try to establish evidence of people crossing the border at night illegally. So I wonder also how that constellation articulates in your work, because there is a danger that you just adopt that positivist paradigm too much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, for instance, the way I approach the work, and probably this is also the, as you know, is the critic I have received so far, is the fact that I talk about, my project is conceptually, of course, it has a big, strong conceptual background, so you can really explore each point that makes it in a very deep way. Probably that goes, of course, it goes beyond even my practice as a photographer / artist, whatever. So many times it can happen that when you see the picture, you expect something that really shows you maybe the migrant crossing the border, or that can be a way to develop it. So, but the way I'm doing it is completely different. I'm not, for instance, there is no action, there is no... It's quite aseptic in a way, and sometimes I embrace even this commercial aesthetic, which is which kind of abstracts.
You should show some images actually for the audience in order to relate to.
I can show something on my laptop, maybe small details. So for me, it's very. It's not about showing it in a I'm not doing an investigation. It's not an investigation. It's not a photojournalistic review. It's not an assignment. It's not.
But for me, it's more like,
yeah, an abstraction somehow. So for me, what is interesting is like giving a shape and even using the language of photography to do their to play this ambiguity between I'm showing a system that is invisible and I sell it in a way. You know? So I give a shape to it. Mm-hmm.